So far on today's All Pipsqueak Highlights show, the kids we've featured have played fairly well-known repertoire. Generally, really young kids don't present us with that much unusual music. Not so with the string quartet coming up next. They brought us a really fun piece we'd never heard before by the contemporary composer David Stone. These adventuresome young chamber musicians call themselves the Giuoco String Quartet. We'll hear why that name in a minute. They are Emma Steele, 12-year-old violinist from Chicago, and Hannah Salonik, 12-year-old violinist from Evanston, Illinois, Nick Lash, 13-year-old violist, and his brother Ben Lash, 11-year-old cellist, also from Evanston. Here's their performance of The Second Miniature String Quartet by David Stone. Thank you. We heard the Jaco String Quartet, ages 11 to 13, playing David Stone's Second Miniature String Quartet. So, Emma, what does Jaco mean? Where do you guys get your name?
Well, it means playful in Italian.
Very good, right. And so, who started the quartet? You and Nick, I think, were the first ones.
Yeah.
You were originally going to call it something else, I think.
Yeah, the Gigglebox String Quartet.
Gigglebox String Quartet. But you decided to go with something more Italian, a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah.
But why the Gigglebox to start with? Nick?
Well, like, every time during rehearsals, we'd, like, laugh at almost nothing, and we'd end up laughing for, like, 10 minutes straight, and we'd get hardly anything done.
It's a good thing. A good giggling fit is... It makes Bruckner 8th go by very quickly, actually. Now, meanwhile, Nick, you and Ben, your parents have a wonderful but and very Jaco way of getting you guys to practice. Tell us about that.
Well, they bribe us with M&Ms. And it works.
It works, Ben? I mean, so, but your dad and your mom do this. How is it, is your dad more generous than your mom with the M&Ms, or?
Oh, no. Opposite.
Opposite, really?
He only gives, like, one thing first thing you do.
So, like, if you practice for an hour, he gives you, like, how many M&Ms?
10.
10 M&Ms in an hour? And you and Emma, Hannah, have something in common, too. You have a favorite TV show that you watch?
Teletubbies!
Teletubbies! Really?
Kind of.
Kind of, huh? And so, guys, you like it, too?
No.
No.
Extreme opposite.
They want to kill them.
Really?
So
they want
mean.
To do bad things to the Teletubbies?
Yeah. And there's this game online where you shoot them.
Yeah? So who's the boss of the group? Anybody?
Well, what's going to happen is Emma's going to point at me, I'm going to point at Emma, uh-huh. And it's just going to get completely mixed up.
Okay.
So I think we better call it a democracy.
I'd like that idea.
Yeah, and we could just say our coaches.
Very good. And I got to say, I mean, for a group of 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, you guys have actually been together for a fairly long time. I mean, how long has the quartet been in place?
Well, with Ben and Hannah, 3 years.
That's a long time. You know, you venerable oldsters. You started when you were 8 or 9. My gosh. I mean, it's amazing. So great job, you guys. And thank you for bringing this unknown and quite Joko piece, the David Stone Quartet. It was great to hear you. Thank you for being with us. Anna Steele and Hannah Solano, clarinets, both 12. Nick Lash, a violist, and his brother Ben, 11, cello.
One of the things that strikes me now in listening back to that interview is how the group, on the one hand, loves to talk about M&Ms, Teletubbies.
Giggling.
But on the other hand, their musical collaboration is pretty adult, and I'd have to say probably a lot healthier and more direct than many older quartets I know.
But what's the deal with the M&M compensation?
Oh, I know.
I mean, come on, 10 M&Ms an hour? They deserve a raise.
Why don't you give their dad a call, Joanne? Give him a piece of your mind.
Maybe I will.